Silverton's Canada Day celebrations included a special demonstration at the historic Finland Cabin and Blacksmith Shop, the village's oldest surviving building. Local historian Jamie Barber offered two guided tours of the building, sharing information about the cabin's history and its longtime resident, Mr. Alfred, Fred Finland, who called the cabin home from 1897 to 1940. The cabin was built in 1896 by Jack Roberts. In May 1897, Finland bought the lot and building and moved in with his partner, Charlie Brandt, though Brandt moved away after several years. Fred was, in some ways, a typical early Silverton resident, said Barber. Most of the early people that showed up here were Americans. Very few families or respectable women showed up in the early days. Finland was a blacksmith, first working at various mines in the Silverton camp. Shortly after he came to town, he obtained three-quarters ownership of the LH Gold Mine on Red Mountain. The remaining quarter was owned by James Madison Monroe Benedum, an American assayer living in Silverton. Finland later bought him out and held onto the LH mine, believing it would one day be the economic cornerstone of Silverton. He also owned various other mining prospects, which he worked or leased out. Fred was a bit atypical in that he was from Ontario, said Barber, but like most early residents, he was a poor bachelor. Though Finland never married, he was a respectable, contributing citizen. When the village was first incorporated in the 1930s, Finland was the first village clerk. He was also a school trustee for many years. Throughout his whole time in the village, he lived in the same cabin, which remains much as it was during Finland's days, quaint, humble and simple. After Finland left Silverton in 1948, the Finland cabin came to be owned by the Skaya family, who rented it out, often to single men. In the 1970s, the Wells family bought it, using it as a summer guest house. In the 1990s, the cabin was badly in need of repairs. The Wells family donated the cabin to the Silverton Historical Society, which relocated it 60 feet from its original location to its present site, near the bridge on Main Street. The society restored the cabin to be true to the prospectors' or miners' log cabins that were a familiar sight throughout the Slocan mining district, a rare glimpse into a lifestyle now long gone. Barber was responsible for setting up the blacksmith shop, and has been offering blacksmith demonstrations during the July 1st celebrations for many years. His son-in-law, Jan Vries, manned the fire and forge this year.